already.
Just before we begin today talking about sukkahs, I thought I'd ask the Oilam a very simple question. Why do we not say Tachanun this morning? Why do we not say Tachanun this morning? So everyone knows that the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we're very busy. But that's not the reason that we find given why we don't say Tachanun. The Ramah says at the end of Tov Reish Chof Dalet that these days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we don't say Tachanun. And the neighbor of mine showed me a fascinating Maharil. The Maharil says, the Beheter brings it, and the reason why we don't say Tachanun is because these are the days when there was a Chanukah Sabayis Arishin. I mean, Shlema Melech, when he made a Chanukah Sabayis Arishin, he spent 14 days making this Simcha. These 14 days went from 7 days before Sukkot, throughout the whole Yom Tov of Sukkot, and they went the 8th day when they went home, until the 8th day of Shmini Atzeres. And that's why we don't say Tachanun between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The Maharil says, Shehein Yimei Simcha, Shehoi Mechanchim Behem HaMizbeach Bimei Shleima. Which is interesting to note, is the Gemara Moed Kotten, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. There was 1 year in history when the whole of Klal Yisrael didn't fast in Yom Kippur, because they were busy with the Chanukah Sabayis Arishin, and therefore Klal Yisrael didn't fast. It was a tremendous Simcha. The Psukim say there in Melachim Aleph, how long it took them, Shleim HaMelech made a tax, thousands and thousands of Eden, tens of thousands of Eden, had to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says there, it took 13 years to build the Beis HaMikdash, and finally it was ready, and the Chanukah Sabayis took place during these days. So we don't say Tachanun this morning, we're rejoicing for that Simcha of the Chanukah Sabayis Harishon. Very interesting. So there's a simple kasha, so why do you say Tachanun on a Ches Tishri? You're starting already on Ches Tishri, the 7 days. Erev and Kippur, we don't say. An interesting question. We should be saying Tachanun on Ches Tishri. Perhaps we can't give away a Tachanun seriously made tshuva. Maybe there's a positive reason why we do need to say it. Al derech avoida, perhaps, because after we had the Tara of Yom Kippur, after we've had the Kapora of Yom Kippur, then it's shayach for us to have some connection to rejoice with the Simcha Bayis Rishon. The Madrega of Klal Yisrael, the man Shlema Melech, was a Moedik Madrega. The Gemara says in Yuma how many things we didn't have in the second Beis HaMikdash. First Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael, the Gewaldige Madrega, such a Shlemus. So perhaps then it's shaykh for us now after Yom Kippur in these days, and was such a big madrega, shaykh for us to have some connection and rejoice with that simcha of a Chanukah Sabayis Arishin. Besides that, we're getting ready for Sukkot. The Pasuk says, Havi'ani Hamelech Chadora, the Pasuk, the beginning of Shia Shirim. The Rebbeinu brings us into his inner chambers, the Gaon says it goes on the Sukkah. So as a preparation for Sukkot, we are having a connection with the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash, and we're rejoicing, and that's why we're not saying Tachanun between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That was just a new thing that I saw this year, so I thought I'll share with the Oilam before we start. Some years ago I heard a very cute episode that happened. There was a bocha, an American boy, that was studying in America, and his parents allowed him to go for a year or two to Eretz Yisrael to learn in yeshiva. And when his time came up, a bocha said, you know what, I'll accompany you to some G'dayli Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and get a bracha from them. He didn't know much Yiddish, his boy, and I'll translate. And so there, it was the day of Yud Dalet Adar, this bocha had time, it was Purim in Yishalayim. It wasn't Purim, Ibn Ebrach, it was Purim. And he took him, this years ago, he took him to Cheske Levenstein, and he accompanied him, and he came there to get a bracha for this boy. So he explained to him in Yiddish, Reb Chaskel, that this boy came to yeshiva for a short period of time, and he should give him some adroche, he should give him a broche, he should tell him a few warm words. So Reb Chaskel asked him a question in Yiddish, and he said, "Mit vos forti tzirik?" He translated to him. He says, "How are you going back?" So the boy answers, "Elal." So he realized he wasn't understanding the question. He said, "Name. Was nemst du mit?" So he translates, he wants to know, what are you taking with? So he says, 2 suitcases. And until he realized that he was missing the point, and he explained to him, you've been in Eretz Yisrael for a period of time, something you've been coined over here, You got something out of it. I want you to internalize. You should realize what you gained, what you learned. And like this, to be able to carry on when you go back to America, you'll remember these inspiring lessons and these in the honor that you've learned when you were in Eretz Yisrael. So really, with this question, we need to ask ourselves every time when we're finishing a Yom Tov. We have to always ask ourselves, mit was nimmst du mit? How are you going to continue? What are you taking out of the Yom Tov? So instead of waking up on Eilas HaChag and asking this question, we're lucky to have a Torah way, which Baruch Hashem is Mezakeh the Rabbim, to have Shurim before. And we have got time to think about it. What are we going to be telling ourselves at the end of Sukkot, what we're taking with? And we're delving a bit in the depths of the Yom Tov, even though we have the same Yom Tov every year. That as a person gets older and understands things more, then it's going to have a completely different understanding and depth of the Yom Tov. And I was thinking that this year, after everything that we've been through in life, we're still going through COVID-19, I think the whole Yom Tov of Sukkot is going to have a completely different meaning, and I'll explain why. We know that not every mitzvah, there's reasons given. We would love to understand why, for example, why the tefillin have to be black, why can't they be blue? Why does tefillin have to be square, why can't they be round? There's loads and loads of details in every single mitzvah, and we're not always given exactly the reasons, and even what we are given to understand is only a tiny, tiny bit of the meaning of the mitzvah. There's a few mitzvahs which the Torah tells us very clearly, leman, in order. I want you to do X, Y, Z, and I'll tell you why. And when the Torah gives us this reason, there are some poskim, the back holes, that you have to think while you're doing the mitzvah for the reason. Because the Torah gave us the reason, and therefore we need to understand and do the mitzvah thinking about this. One of these unique mitzvahs is a mitzvah of sukkah. The Torah tells us very clearly, and the next pasuk says, leman. This word leman is a very powerful word. The Torah is telling you, I'm going to tell you the reason why. And the Torah tells us, leman yedu do yiseichim, your future generations should know, ki basukah yisei shavti es b'nei Yisrael, I put klal Yisrael in sukkahs, but yitzi oislam eretz Mitzrayim. The Torah gives us the reason. Now what does this reason, what is the meaning of this reason? Machlokes tanoim, gemara in sukkah, machlokes whether it was a nana covered, or it was sukkahs mamash. So let's understand. So the halacha lemaisin, the mechaber paskin, tovreshchav hey, that the reason is that we paskin that nana covered, and the mishabura says that you should take a think. One of my favorite posters in my sukkah is someone made a big writing. This word in mishabura, you come to your sukkah, you should be able to remember this. The word in mishabura, the mishabura brings from the achronim, because of achronim, and tzikot alef. You should have in mind when you sit in the sukkah, number one, like all mitzvahs, mitzvahs riches kavona, shetzvona kadosh baruch hu, leishim ha-sukkah, and he says as follows, zeichel etzies mitzrayim, v'yish betuk zah mitzrayim, v'gam zeichel anani kovad, shekif an oz aleinu. The Rebbeinu Shalem surrounds us then with anani kovad, l'hogel aleinu, to protect us from Hashem, v'Hashemesh, it was very cold, it was very hot, protect us from the climate in the desert, and this was an amazing ness that happened to us. And the Shabur says clearly, reason of Rima Godim, that's only Lechatchila with the Ebediyot. Okay, so at least we know we're going in. We forgot once to think of the reason, it's not Ma'akev. Okay, the question is very simple. Kun to the man Dom Anana covered, it was a fascinating miracle. You go in Eretz Yisrael, you see what desert looks like. You try to survive there for 2 days. It's not Shaykh. 40 years we're in a desert, the Rishon gave us everything we needed. Amazing. But let's understand, what is the man, the Omar Sukkot Mamash? Sukkot Mamash means that Klal Yisrael, even though they were not covered, they built themselves simple huts, whether it was a tent or it was a hut, and we sat in these little houses throughout the Midbar. Fair enough. For this reason, for thousands of years, millions of people are every single year outside on their porches, banging nails in, screwing walls up, getting schach, decorating it. Why? To remember that we're not for the Nana covered. To remember the little huts that our Zaydas sat in when they were in the Midbar. It's mamish very, very difficult to understand. Why should that be? And that's Pshat and Pasuk. Ki basukah yisei shavti es b'nei Yisrael means the Bnei Yisrael put us into these little huts. What is the reason that we have to remember? What's the importance? Anyone can build up. You go to a place with some woods, put some walls up. What is the pshat of the man Omar Sukkot Mamash? Number one. Number two, there's something else that we do, Baruch Hashem, every year. Klal Yisrael spend a lot of money on being mehadar the mitzvah Arba Minim. Make sure we've got a beautiful set of Arba Minim. We come to shul, or before davening already, those that can't wait until it comes till davening already, or whatever's machlokes in the poskim, the many holders should ready to do it straight away. The first second that we're looking on the watch is when's it next. They want to be able to shake Arba Minim in the sukkah. The Arizal says in the dafk in the sukkah. But either way, we're shaking the Arba Minim. Why are we doing the nanuim? So again, it's a mitzvah. We don't always need to understand why. But it makes it so much easier to be able to do the mitzvah with the neshama of the mitzvah, with the pnimius of the mitzvah, with the simcha of the mitzvah. We have some sort of understanding what we're shaking. We take it out, meaning different, hugging right, left, forward, backwards, up, down, all directions. Why are we shaking it? What do we want to achieve with the shaking? And what's going on? Another thing we need to understand is that since this year, the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, and therefore, as difficult as it was already on Rosh Hashanah, we have to contain our excitement another whole day. We know the famous story about Ditcherov. He couldn't sleep the first night of Sukkot. He was so excited to be able to go and take the Arba Minim. And then in the morning, he put his hand straight through the glass cupboard to be able to take the Esrog without realizing that was the glass in between. He couldn't control his simcha to be able to go and take the Arba Minim. There was tzaddikim that said, Pshat in the Teichecha, Baboy ke yoyma, miyitin erev. Which literally means, Achmon Islam, there's going to be so many tzoras. The person will say, when is it ready to go to finish his day? It's going to become night. And now you say, when's the night going to finish? I want it ready to become morning. So Tzadikim said, this is going on Erev Sukkos and Leil Sukkos. On Erev Sukkos, the Yid says himself, when is the evening going to come? I want to ready to be able to go into my sukkah, to be able to mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. I can't contain my excitement, I can't wait anymore. And at night, a little sukkah is saying, when is it going to become dawn? When is it going to become net? When I'll be able to shake that Arminim? He was so excited to be able to mekayim the mitzvah. But this year, we have to wait. There's a hefsek between the baboike and mitin erev from the erev yom mitin boike. How do we understand that Shabbos can complement the Arba Minim? How can Shabbos give us, if you understand a bit more what's going on with Arba Minim, perhaps this will help us understand that even though it's Shabbos and we're not going to take the Arba Minim in our hands, it's still shy for us to connect with the Arba Minim. So the first thing is that perhaps this is something which is extremely, extremely relevant. What I mean is that Baruch Hashem, there were many things for many, many years that we took as standards, and we were sure that things work a certain way, things happen the way you plan them to happen, and eventually the world in recent months has crumbled. The world's collapsed, the economy, the businesses, the look what's going on in airports. As a neighbor of mine, Mashkiach, he told me, he came to big airports, he travels for cashers, he started to get recently to fly, 6 flights on. Couldn't believe what was going on. The board is, every second is updating itself. The whole world came to a standstill. Everything's changed. And we started to realize that sometimes the words of the Ramban, which we knew for many, many years at the end of Parashas Bo, as I'm now, Hanisim Hagdolim Amufursom, from the big and famous Nisim, when the Ribbono Shel changes nature and things happen, Lamalim Aderech HaTeva, then a person comes to understand that even the hidden things that are day-to-day occurrences, also miracles. They're also miracles. The big nisim teaches that everyday life is be'emes all one big ness. And there's a beautiful lashon of Chazanish. Chazanish writes, and when he describes what's teva, what's nature, he says, Hateva rak nisim hayoyse tmidim. They are just miracles that happen more often. So therefore we get used to it. But it's the same miracle. Miracles that happen once in a blue moon, oh, we make a big fuss because we realize something's different. But nisim that happened the whole time, we call it teva. The same way when there's a child living in the midbar, and every morning he got fresh mon, fell down from Shemayim, it came to wherever he deserved it should be, his mon arrived. Comes into Israel, and for the first time in his life, he sees someone take a few grains of wheat, puts them in the ground, doesn't understand what's going on. He says, they're going to disintegrate, they're going to rot. Comes back sometime later, it's growing wheat. Wow, miracle. Why is that a miracle? Because he wasn't used to it. He thought that food comes down straight from heaven. Nowadays, if you'll open up your front door this morning and you'll see outside your door a fresh bag of a Halpern's grocery that got delivered, you would watch the Malach coming with his hand and delivering it outside your front door. You'll say, wow, miracle, straight from heaven, delivered. Why? Because we're not used to it.
True.
But that's what's going on. Nisan happen more often, right. We call Teva. Nisan happen less often, or Ness. And now, perhaps we can suggest as follows. That Nana covered, which was a fascinating miracle, that those clouds on all sides of us that flattened out the mountains and protected us, and those air conditioning and those heating, and there was an ironing washed our clothes. It was a fascinating system. No one's yet reinvented the Nana covered in today's modern world. But Nana covered was a Moedik Ness. That taught us that the Ness of having a simple heart, the Sukkot Mamash, is also a Ness. The Sukkot Mamash, you went to a shop, you bought yourself a piece of wood, you got a nail, you knocked it into the walls, you set up the walls, you put the schach on top, which seems so simple, we got used to it, that simple. But when we understand, we learn that Nana Kovet can teach us that the Sukkot Mamash is exactly the same Ness. It's the same Rebbein Shem gives us the power to do it. And it's the same way that if you would watch a Malach set up the Sukkot for you, and you would say, wow, how did this happen? The same strength that your hand has got to do it, and everything's working, and the Rebbein Shem gives the person help, and the person gives an ability to be able to build this sukkah, he has to look at it as with the same wow eyes and realize that's a Ness, that's a miracle. And Anana Kovod inspires us for this and teaches us this limud. And with this we understand that we're laying on sukkahs the Megillah of Keheles. Keheles has never been said with such simplicity as going to be said this year. Hevel havolim oma keheles. A whole world is heaven, it's emptiness, it's nothing. Things that we thought were mighty empires, countries. There's not a country in the world that hasn't made fun of itself. One day they give out laws one way, the next day they choyza, and the next day they say, actually, the doctors are advising the other way around. The limits, the restrictions, no one knows anything. Everything that they knew, all the big minds, the scientists, and all the doctors, and all the people busy with the economy in each country, there's so many svaras which associate with each other, and that's a difficulty, but Emma's for lots of people to be able to swallow these regulations. They have to be extremely safe, we have to be extremely careful, and we have to daven the Klal Yisrael should be healthy. But part of the problem for the human mind to settle with it is that it doesn't make sense. Here you pay me money to go eat out in a restaurant, and the next day you give me a fine because I'm hanging out with too many people. It doesn't work, and they've got a problem. There's a big contradiction. But all the great things that we sometimes looked up to have now come to a standstill. Hevel Avolim comes to realization when we realize that nothing in this world is there besides the Rotzon Hashem. The Einin Levadai, the clarity of understanding, and the Rebbein Shem in charge of everything, has come out with such clearness in recent months. And it's something, we come to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and we sit in a Diras Arai, we sit in a simple heart, we look at the walls of our own house, even if it's a sukkah in your own home, you look at the schach, you look at the walls, and you see the same walls, you're going to see sukkah is gematria, the Sforum tell us, 91. 91 is the Shem Havaya and the Shem Adna. Shem Havaya is 26, the Shem Adna is 65. We look at the same walls, and we see Elikus, we see the Rebbein Shalom. We don't see our own power. The Koich Yivoytzim Yodi has gone down in an amazing way. And this Be'emes is also got to do with the Lulav. Why? The Svarim, it's the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sukkah that Blamed Zayin. Sometimes the Gemara tells us the reason why we're shaking. And there's two man to honor the Gemara, which I want to suggest are Be'emes one and the same thing. The Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Yochanan, Moilech Omevi, why do we shake the Lulav? Forward and backwards, Lemi Sha'ar Baruchas Shaloi, to the one that the four directions on the world are belong to him. Ma'alo Moirid, why do we shake the Lulav up and down? Lemi Sha'ar Shemayim Ba'aretz Shaloi. The heaven and the earth belong to the Rebbein Shalom. The Gemara continues another man on that, which is something we can have in mind this year to make sure that various things come to an end. Omer Reb Chama Ba'uk, Omer Reb Yosi, Reb Chanina, the Gemara says, Moilech Umevi, they latzay ruchos rois to stop bad winds. Malo moiris could they latzay tlolim roim to stop bad Jews. And there are various things that happen in the world. I want to put a stop to it. So when this yid takes his Arab medium and he shakes them in all directions, Little does he know how many things he's stopping, how many brachos causing to come to the world. He's stopping bad things happening from above, from the side, from all over. He's protecting himself. Perhaps it's not two man da amrim. A teacher is one and the same thing, and they complement each other. It's a very famous school of the Nefesh HaChaim. He writes Shah Gimel Perek Beis. People use this during the war. There were many people that forgot about this during the war, and there was also the Rishon had their plans, but the Nefesh HaChaim scholar is that when a person has in mind, Einam Levad, the person concentrates, he contemplates very, very clearly that there's nothing else in the world besides the Ratzon Hashem, Einam Levad, that it's not shayach for anyone to cause him any pain, any tzar. This is something which was used, there was people in the war that used it. Briskera very famously told everyone that he was escaping with to have in mind the whole time, Einam Levad, Einam Levad, there's nothing else besides Rebbein Shleilam. And then once he saw the Olam a bit lax about it, they weren't concentrating properly. Zekumen, the Germans are coming. And he told the Olam to become properly, to realize that, to focus well. And Emes, they were saved. Person has this klarkeit, Einam Levadai, then nothing is going to, bad is going to happen. So now let's look at the Gemara again. The Gemara tells us that we shake the lulav nimisha'ar baruchas shaloi. We shake the lulav to the one that the heaven and the earth is his. When a person understands, as ator reisa latas, Hashem welikim, eino milvadoi, bashomayim imal, valoraz mitochas, the person is mamlich v'ribon shlim. The way Ma'am Chaim writes is about his truma. He writes there in Perich of 8, when a person shakes, he's talking about Arba Minim there. The person shakes Arba Minim, the pshat is, in all directions, he's mamlich v'ribon shlim. And he's saying, ribon shlim, whether it's right, left, forward, backwards, up and down, he's mamlich v'ribon shlim all over, on all directions, above and below. That itself has the power of Latzoy Ruchos Rois Tlorim Roim. When you have that clarity that nothing else is going on, that even the Sukkot Mamash is Anana covered, when you understand in all directions that there's only one Ribbono Shel Olam, that itself has got the power to stop all these bad things. The Svarim tell us, Bemus, that the way of a person to realize this, a person can hear drashas, he can think about this, he can know this, but there's something else called internalizing it and bringing it to action. A person has a day-to-day life scenario, he has a dilemma, doesn't know what to do, and he uses this clarity to help him decide how to act. That is a special midah called das. A person can have chokhmah, can have bina, he can understand things, but das is the pshat that you take all these deep ideas and you know them to the extent that you actually can implement them and you can live with them. And when it comes to the middos, when it comes to actually acting out, should I do something, should I not do something, then you're using the middah of das. And the Torah tells, when it comes to sukkahs, leman yedu deyaseichem. It's not enough just to know about it. It's much more than that. We actually need to know it. In the same way, the famous story, there was a tightrope walker that went from one mountain to another, and the whole crowd were cheering him on, and then he told them he's going to go with a wheelbarrow across, and he asked everyone, "You believe I can do it?" And they all cheered, "Yeah, of course you can do it." He takes a wheelbarrow, and he goes along the tightrope, and comes to the other end, and everyone's amazed, but they see he knows what he's doing. And then he tells them, "Do you believe that I can go across with someone sitting inside the wheelbarrow? Do you think I'll also manage?" And everyone cheers on, "Yeah, sure." And then he turns around to the crowd and he asks for a volunteer to sit inside the wheelbarrow. And all of a sudden, everyone backs off. Why? Because then it could be that he's proven his point. Everyone watched. He did something seemingly impossible. It's impossible. He knows what he's doing. That's fine. The chokhmah and the bina they've got. When it comes to das, to put it into action, then they're cheesing off. They're not interested in going in because they've got doubts already. The Svarim tell us that Rosh Hashanah is the Indian of Chochmah. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah, Chochmah ve'in ha'melach, the Rav Shofa. Chochmah, we understand, have a Chochmah, we see, we're Mamlech, we're Shem, the King. Comes to him, Kippah, that's the Indian of Bina. Bina means ready, I understand, Dova mitoich Dova. The Pasuk says, V'ayetshuva levova yovin, v'shova rofaloi. When a person understands, he thinks what he's done as a result of Mamlech and Rebbein Shem, that brings him to Tshuva, that's in the Bina, that's Yom Kippur. Sukkot is the Yom Tov of Das. The man Yedu Do Yoseichem. When it comes to the Yom Tov of Das, that is when we need to take action. What do? We go out of our homes, we go to a Sukkah, we live there, and we tell our children, the man Yedu Do Yoseichem. The best way to educate is by following example. The father can tell his son, Rosh Hashanah is our king, Yom Kippur, we do tshuva. Pick yourself up, you move position, you sit inside your sukkah, or you open your roof, you sit inside your sukkah, and then you're actually doing something. You're taking a lulav in your hand. When you take the lulav in the hand, it's the same thing. The Torah tells us that the avodah of the lulav is to bring the das, to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, into the midas, into the day-to-day way how a person responds. The Sforim HaKadoshim teach us that all the six directions are mechuvan kenegad the sheish midas. The right side is chesed, the left side is gvura, forward is teferes, above is netzach, below is hoyd, behind is yisoyd. There's all the six middles. A person has an ava, a chesed or something, he wants to be kind, or a person is scared of something, he has yiri, has gvura. It all comes from the way he understands. The same way that if you're taught that fire, chas v'shalom, can burn, so therefore you're scared that you pull yourself away. And because you know that ice cream tastes sweet, so therefore, your heart wants to eat it. Now, if someone will tell you, by the way, just for your information, this piece of ice cream has got poison inside, all of a sudden you don't want to eat it. Why? Because your mind knows that it's not good for you. So therefore, that has an effect on your heart. The way your heart responds is the way you understand in your mind. This is called the inyan and the moich shalat al alev. Person's mind rules over his heart. Person's moichin, his chochm, his bina, his das, the way you understand something, that has an effect on the midas, on the way a person reacts, and the way a person behaves. And therefore we take the lulav, and we shake in all directions, and we're using this understanding that we've got, this das that we have now, and we're putting it into action. We're mamlich and ribon shalim on all directions. And when we shake it to the right, we understand that even when it comes to inyonim of chesed, inyonim of ava, even though I perhaps have got inclination to other types of ava, I'm mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm shabbat myself to him, that all avas should be only for the Ribbono Shel Olam. When I'm scared of certain things, I'm worried about certain things, I've got fear, I'm mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam, that all the yira, all the pachodim is only for the yira shemayim. That should replace different types of fears. Come to Tiferes to glorify the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm going to be concentrating that the Tiferes should be in the Yon Maruchnius. And the same thing with all the middas, the person uses them. This das, he puts it into action, then it's going to be transforming his holy Yom Tov. And the Emes says that Shabbos Kodesh, the Gemara says in Beitza, that the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Matonda Toiv Yeshli Bebeis Genozai, I've got a beautiful present in my storehouse at Shabbos Shema, Leich Vahidiyo. Leich Vahidiyon, the Tver Shlema says that Shabbos, person's got the Koyach of Das, person closes his business, person comes Shabbos Kodesh and he stops what he's doing, and he's got the Koyach to use this Das, Leich Vahidiyon, that Be'emes is the Avodah which gives him the power to continue throughout the next 6 days of the week, Shos Mechumen Kenegah, those 6 middles. So go have another week now of a Sunday Yom Rishon, mid of Chesed, mid of Yira, of Gvura, which is the same directions as the Lulav. We're using this Das, and we're going to use the Semunah which we've gained, and we put it into action. That Be'emes is the Avodah of Shabbos, which we use that will be able to also be Latz Ruchis Rois, but Lolim Roim. To finish with a fascinating Gematria, Shasur, in the Imri Noyam, he says that the Pasuk of At Horeis Ala Das, Ki Hashem Hu Alikim, says the Gematria of the words, Ki Hashem Hu Alikim, is Gematria Sukkah Lulav. Ki Hashem Hu Alikim is Gematria Sukkah Lulav. And the Pshat is that when a person realizes that the At Horeis Ala Das, this das that we've got on Sukkahs, this das that we've got through understanding, the man Yedudah Yisechem,